Please hang up and try again.
Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Statman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks. Coming at you one more time, Freak Nation. It's an encore presentation of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Freak Nation, how is your bracket doing after a weekend of minor and to some people major upsets? Coming up the next couple of hours, Freak Nation, Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, William Byron, Chase Elliott, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Oh, who else? Justin Ashley, who will be running for the Pomona win in Phoenix for the NHRA Lucas Oil Winter Nationals. We'll explain. He'll be here in the Freak Nation. Raja Karuth, a big win for him in Las Vegas, the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, and a top 15 in Austin. He'll be here in the Freak Nation. What else are we going to talk about, Freak Nation? Plenty. Indy cars and thermal. Formula One has an appendicitis, and they say, screw it. We're going to give it to this guy who had the appendicitis, and we're going to give him a big race win. Was it appendicitis, Crasher?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Just don't take things literally, Crasher.
No, I'm trying to picture.
F1 did not have the appendicitis.
I'm trying to picture an entire series with its midsection pulled out. That's just what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, Statman could certainly share that with you, given his proclivity to get on that side of Formula One. I'm sure Statman will be happy to take out a few appendicitis appendix from Formula One.
Proclivities now? Is that what you're telling me? What is this? March 24th? That's my March 24th present is a proclivity. I can't even say it.
Think about that.
Proclivity. Yeah, there you go.
This segment brought to you by proclivity.com, Freak Nation. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, the website speedfreaks.tv. Hello, Freak Radio Network. And hello to you on MAV TV, YouTube, and all of these Facebook pages that we are live on for this special show. Richard C. Suave. He's over there, Crasher. Statman, good to have you guys back. We had a best of last weekend where some of us were taking time to spend with our daughter going about 90 miles an hour down a double blue at Purgatory Ski Resort.
Are you going to say what happened at the end?
What? What do I need to say? What?
What do you do almost every time we go skiing? You're like, yeah, I got this fit. Older body, I can do this. Oh, oops, didn't see those moguls coming.
Ed, freaking bruised my ribs again. What's the problem, Crash?
Yeah, speaking of hurt and harmed appendicitis and midsections.
I am an addict, man.
You've got proclivities for the problem, too.
I am a very aggressive skier. I'm aggressive at everything. Eating, sleeping, driving, communicating, speed freaking, skiing, basketball, football, soccer. I just want to go fast and get it over with. Unfortunately,
cue Ricky Bobby.
There's a time. There's a time on the mountain where I should just put the brakes on and go. And parents, you'll know what I'm talking about, where I should go pizza instead of French fries.
Oh, right.
You know exactly what I'm talking about if you've ever been in lessons for skiing. I should go a little pizza every now and then.
You know where that comes from, Kenny? I've learned that myself. When you keep waking up in the morning, you've got to learn the difference between pizza and French fries. You got to learn the difference between the black diamond and the double blue. You got to know all of that stuff.
Breakfast of champions, snow pillows.
That's how we roll, Freak Nation. Speaking of domination on this planet Earth, William Byron did it in Austin over the weekend. Flag to flag, grabbed the pole. His practice times were top-notch. My goodness. And I will be honest, when we cut our Beat the Freaks here at the Freak Nation, we used to cut them Wednesday or Thursday. Statman didn't take William Byron with his Beat the Freaks. But Statman did say this. That that name always comes to the forefront, Statman, when you're picking Beat the Freaks. You didn't pick him, so I picked him because William Byron is just that guy. It might be something bonkers. It might be something Kyle Larson-esque that we're watching with William Byron and Hendrick Motorsports, Statman, dominating Cup for a while.
It's going to be a serious season this year for both William Byron and Christopher Bell. Those two guys are going to be in the front every race. Now, Bell doesn't have the discipline that Byron does, but Bell is going to be challenging all the time, every weekend. And Byron looks like he's won on a road course. He's won at Super Speedway. He's been at the front in the short courses. He's going to have a great season this year.
Crasher, we were at a party on Saturday afternoon with a friend of ours, and a gentleman there was, he's one of those very popular, how would I describe, NASCAR fans, to where he doesn't go deep into it, but he knows the top contenders. And in my discussion with him, we're talking about this great spread of food that we have here. And he asked what I did. And I told him Speed Freaks. He says, what about that kid in the 24? And I thought, oh God, here he goes. He's going to talk about Jeff Gordon. Cause that's just what some people do. They think Jeff Gordon, million. Anyway. And he starts talking about William Byron. And this guy's, he doesn't follow NASCAR like we do, but knows that the domination of this kid in the 24 is taking place. This was with a personality that's as exciting as the tint of gray paint on my wall right now. But something, and this is a guy that got to this number one seat with Hendrick. That's how it started. We started talking about sim racing and racing on. That's how it all started. I said how he got there wasn't because of he worked his way up through the dirt tracks and the backwood tracks from South Carolina. This guy started on the internets. Sim racing, working his way through the market at that point. And holy smokes, here we are. I'm at a party. Someone brings up William Byron, the last guy that I think would bring up in a conversation. There you go.
He's going to be there. One of my chalk guys. I've always got to look at Byron and Bell, two of the Bs. Who's the other B? Blaney. Bell, Blaney, and Byron. They're going to be there all year long.
William Byron talking about Christopher Bell chasing him down towards the tail end of the race.
So, yeah, I mean, you say that, and Rudy had the right strategy, I guess. That's what I was thinking in the first stage. He told me all week.
Hold on a sec. I saw some personality there. William Byron laughed. He laughed, Suave. My goodness.
Yeah, I mean, you say that, and Rudy had the right strategy, I guess. That's what I was thinking in the first stage. He told me all week that the two-stopper was going to be the way to go. So I didn't realize that at the end, but yeah, I mean, it was just trying to have, you know, not make mistakes. I feel like I made a lot of micro errors in the last 10 laps, and so I just got to calm down a little bit and just kind of, you know, look back at those 10 laps and think about what could I do better in the car to stay mentally locked in and not get flustered by the mirror or looking, you know, seeing him closing in a braking zone. So I just feel like there's, you know, things I can look back on to improve, but he definitely, you know, had fresher tires and I'm sure that helped a little bit, but yeah.
Micro errors.
You picked up on
that hit me. You beat me to it. That hit me smack dab in the head.
I mean, we're in a world of talking about micronutrients and it feels like everything is micro-sized. So why not on a racetrack that's ginormous, make a few micro errors, but you still survive.
There was a time when they couldn't even turn right in NASCAR. Mm-hmm. And now he's talking about micro errors and a race that had no yellow flags.
Bizarre. Yeah. These guys were tired after this race. I don't, at least coming to the beginning of my mind right now, I can't remember a non-yellow flag race, competition-wise, a non-yellow flag race since that one that Bobby Hamilton Sr. won. It wasn't Talladega, but it was a Southern Oval in 2003.
I believe it was. What the hell?
I feel like it's been...
Bigger issue is that we've had no yellow flags on a road course. I think that's a flash the yellow lights. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a major issue.
Why is that an issue? Because I think it's kind of phenomenal if they can get through a road course without yellows.
They couldn't turn right at one time. They had ringers that would have to come in
and
turn, they shut off a whole side of the world. On their right hand, their right side, the right turn.
And here's a stat for you guys here as we were talking about no cautions. There were no such races with no cautions in NASCAR from 2002 to 2018.
Okay.
The last time it happened was at Road America in July of 2022. Natural cautions, not stage breaks.
Oh, so shame on me. It was more recent. Okay, so the race I'm thinking of is 2002, the Bobby Hamilton win. Hmm. Wow. 2022 Road America, another road course. See, I think that's, I don't find an issue with
that. Look at the clock, everybody. How's it going? Mm-hmm. And the fact that we had that ending with that race last year was 180 degrees of what we had this year. I hate to say it because I'm a road racing fiend. I didn't really enjoy that race in Austin this afternoon or Sunday afternoon. All right, Freak Nation, coming up, Crash Gladys pit news and notes. Formula One has an appendicitis. Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, and more coming up. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio redefined.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Now, that's a good-looking tire from General Tire, the official tire of the ARCA Racing Series. You can't get that one on your hot rod, but you can get now through the end of April 4 qualifying passenger tires and get up to $70 back the Visa prepaid card. We can all use a little bit of cake in our wallet, in our purse, in our pockets, right? 4 qualifying passenger tires get up to $70 back from General Tire. General Tire, over 20 years with the Freaks, and of course, General Tire delivers.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAP TV. Monday is All American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door banging action of the dirt, MAP TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All American Racing, only on MAP TV, Motorsports Network.
The NASCAR Cup Series returns to Worldwide Technology Raceway on June 1st and 2nd, 2024. The time to get your tickets is now.
Let's go! Yeah!
For only $10 down, you can lock in your seats for an incredible weekend of family fun featuring the Enjoy Illinois 300 and the Confluence Music Festival. It all adds up to one amazing party. Go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
It's an encore for you, Freak Nation, from Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Oh, baby. March Madness. How about madness to your favorite auto parts store? I'm trying to make the correlation, the connection. I will do it here eventually. This segment brought to you by our good friends at Lucas Oil. Go to lucasoil.com and check out a line of products to keep your rides fat and happy. lucasoil.com. Inside your engine, outside your engine, inside your car, outside your car. I've been talking about for 20 plus years. Go to lucasoil.com to find their products to keep all of your rides on the road as if they're brand spanking new or close to it. lucasoil.com. Crasher, are you ready for some pit news and notes?
Sure. How about motorsports challenging March Madness? Shall we say that?
We'll go with that.
It was a little bit of motorsports madness. Let's just think about this for a second. Supercross in Seattle, Trans Am in Atlanta, NASCAR in Austin, IndyCar and NHRA in SoCal. Yeah, that's just the domestic racing because, of course, well, let's start with international. It was a shocker to see Max Verstappen out of the Australian Grand Prix on lap 3. Then Lewis Hamilton suffered mechanical issues a few laps later. Your F1 winner, though, he didn't just class the field. He did something post-surgery, just what is it, less than 16 days from having part of his midsection removed and appendicitis. Carlos Sainz with the big win in Oz. I want to herald this. Alex Albon mentioned, because he had the same issue 2 years ago, he mentioned how it's just weird. You have something missing from your stomach, and then your body goes through all these G-loads, and you can tell, you know that something is missing as your insides are just moving around trying to figure out what to do with something gone. It's just odd. All right. Let's go to World Superbike. Statman, I got more names that I need to pronounce here. Toprak Razgalioglu with the first win in Catalonia.
Man, that is a, seriously, you know what that is? That is a color, that's a color of paint that
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross uses. What's it, what's it called? What's his name called again?
Toprak.
Oh, yeah.
Razgalioglu.
It's a fine blue with a tinge of brown, but a hint of orange. And just a touch of aqua.
I thought it was the secret ingredient in Gorilla Glue. That's not it?
It might be. Well, all right, sorry, Crash.
He won the first World Superbike race in Catalonia. Unfortunately, fell to third in the second one because Alvaro Bautista won race number 2. You saw both of those races, by the way, on MAP TV.
That's a brush style. And Alvaro Bautista.
Alvaro
Bautista.
Sticking with two wheels, Supercross was in Seattle on yet another gnarly track. Whew, Cooper Webb and Jet Lawrence collided. Chase Sexton led most of the race, but he couldn't hold off Webb at the end. Cooper Webb with the closest win of the season over Sexton second, Lawrence third. In the 250s, it was a bit of a different story. Levi Kitchen with a 20-second lead to win. Yeah, all right. Trans Am gave us a massive show in Hotlanta. Another race, couple of races, actually, that you saw on MAV TV. Rain tried to have its way, but for the races, that didn't happen. Thomas Merrill with the top spot in TA2. Birthday Boy, Adam Andretti with the win in Big Boy Trans Am. Both races, like I said, you saw on MAV TV. NASCAR raced all three of their top series, turning left and right in Austin at COTA, Circuit of the Americas. Corey Heim victorious in the trucks. Kyle Larson driving past Shane Van Gisbergen and Austin Hill on the final lap to win in Xfinity. There's a funky stat with this as well, Richie, in which of all the 4,000 plus races that NASCAR has done in its history, never has a driver only led one lap to a win. And Kyle Larson did that on Saturday.
Hold on a second. Is that fact correct? He didn't even really lead the lap.
Well, he did at the end, and that's what counts.
Yeah, he's leading, but I don't think he ran a full lap where he was leading the lap. Anyway, sorry. Okay.
Took the checkered flag. Kyle Larson, the win in Xfinity. And then we've been talking about it. William Byron, zero competition caution, zero yellows from the pole to the win. Hendrick Motorsports, 28th road course win. By the way, that's more than 10 more than any other team in the NASCAR series on road courses. Yeah. Back west, it was IndyCar racing for cash, not points, at the Thermal Club in the desert, but no one, I don't care what your strategy was, no one had anything for Alex Palou all weekend. Large effort by him and the Ganassi organization. Then in Pomona, it was the Lucas Oil Winter Nationals, where again, rain tried to mess things up, but come race day, the conditions were perfect right until the final round. We don't have winners for you. Sorry. They will resume the Lucas Oil Winter Nationals final round in 2 weeks at Phoenix in the desert, where you could win a double up. We'll talk to Justin Ashley, who is vying for one of those wins. We'll talk to him in the second hour of the show. But for me, the big win on the weekend, I don't know about you guys, was Carlos Sainz. 16 days removed from surgery, missing part of his midsection, not feeling 100% in practice and qualifying, barely missing out on pole, but then just overall Ferrari's dominated the weekend in Australia. But Carlos Sainz, removed from surgery. He doesn't have a ride for next year, but he goes on to this win. I'm loving that. I'm loving that story. To me, that was the story of the weekend. Sorry, you don't want to talk about Formula One, Kenny.
I really don't, frankly.
But that was the story of the weekend.
That's your story of the weekend.
You tell me something better than that.
You want me to show you something better than that?
Yes.
Kyle Busch getting in freaking Christopher Bell's face is better than that.
Missing part of his midsection.
Look, part of the attraction for
going
me.
Going on to the win.
The attraction, the right now, the only attraction for me for Formula One that still blows me away, that when I watch a Formula One race, that I'm not watching a race that's like two or three times the speed. The way these cars continue to hug corners and curves and turns is still beyond me.
It's phenomenal.
The technology of these cars is just kicks my butt every time I watch a race. That's my only attraction to watching Formula One right now. And here's a good story.
You lie, because you were attracted when Max Verstappen went out yesterday.
That's where I'm going. That's exactly where I'm going with this.
Okay.
As many of you did over the weekend, you were watching basketball. You were watching part of your March Madness, watching your bracket fall apart. We were watching our brackets fall apart or they were falling apart.
Yeah.
Okay. But then the Formula One race, well, it synced up nicely with one of the later basketball games.
Creighton.
Was that what it was?
Yes, it was.
And
the
then
Creighton
we went
game.
And Richie texted us later on Saturday night that Max is out.
No, I get the notification on Twitter.
Is that what it was?
Because I'm on my phone just doing some random stuff.
Keep
for
a shot,
March
Richie.
Madness.
Okay.
No, and all of a sudden I see this and I'm like, no.
But I thought, hell yeah. No. Let's go watch a Formula One race where it's gonna be tight. Oh. And again, I just went back to just the runaway. And I don't care if Carlos Sainz was missing his right foot, Crasher. It just didn't excite me like the Creighton game did. Like every basketball game that I've watched for the last 3 days, Statman has said this for 23 plus years. When it matters who wins, that's when it's most entertaining. And it's not me trying to pick a fight with Formula One. It's just, it really doesn't matter who wins in Formula One for me.
Seemingly.
I know it does, but frankly, I just, for the game, for the race, it's just got to matter for me. COTA was disappointing for me over the weekend. William Byron, the first repeat winner for 2024 in the Cup Series, I get all that.
No, there's a, Christopher Bell's won twice, right?
No, he hasn't. No, he hasn't.
It's William Byron the first.
He has, and he's the only run. He's led a bunch of laps, but he's only won once.
Yep. All right.
So, Crasher, I get the significance of we've all had certain things removed in our body before, but we run a Formula One car, and the G's those cars pull. I get it. It's enticing to talk about. Don't know if it's going to punch tickets like Kyle Busch getting in Christopher Bell's face. Mm. But
you want to hear some ugliness of Formula One. You know, at the end of the race, the podium guys go into a room and they debrief and they wipe themselves down and they get ready to go on the podium. Liberty Media has figured out a way to set the video that goes into the screen they had a trailer for a TV show on Paramount Plus in that screen this morning, last night, whenever you, depending on where you are. I forget the name of the TV show, but they had a trailer in that screen.
Right.
The drivers did a double take, like, what's that? They sold it. Somebody bought it. That's how slimy Formula One is getting.
But that makes ESPN real happy. Let's put our competitor on that screen.
Yeah, especially since they're not selling anything to anybody. Now Liberty Media is using ESPN to sell.
Crasher, I get it. Carlos Sainz winning a race where he has no team for next year, gets his butt booted out of a car, and wins with his appendix out. I think it's a great story, but I thought the story for me was the fact that I went over to watch a Formula One race because I thought it was going to be tighter, and the significance of a race, it just didn't happen.
With Verstappen out.
Kenny, you become a wine drinker instead of a beer drinker. Now you want to watch Formula One.
I don't know whining about Formula One.
Done with Kenny Sargent.
You still tuned in to watch it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. All right. We got a break.
It still got you.
We've already talked too much about it. Kyle Larson, a friend of the Freak Nation, he will sit down with us, and he and his family are doing something that the older drivers back in the day would never do. We explain next. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Now that's a good-looking tire from General Tire, the official tire of the ARCA Racing Series. You can't get that one on your hot rod, but you can get now through the end of April, 4 qualifying passenger tires and get up to $70 back the Visa prepaid card. We can all use a little bit of cake in our wallet, in our purse, in our pockets, right? 4 qualifying passenger tires, get up to $70 back from General Tire. General Tire, over 20 years with the Freaks, and of course, General Tire delivers.
For more than 30 years, Lucas Oil Products has been solving some of the most difficult mechanical problems in the automotive, marine, and industrial industries. From our original Core 4 products, heavy-duty oil stabilizer, power steering, stop leak, transmission fix, and fuel treatment, we have now developed over 400 custom products to help solve some of the world's toughest mechanical issues. Go to lucasoil.com to see what we have in store for you. Lucas Oil. It works.
The NASCAR Cup Series returns to Worldwide Technology Raceway on June 1st and 2nd, 2024. The time to get your tickets is now.
Let's go! Yeah!
For only $10 down, you can lock in your seats for an incredible weekend of family fun featuring the Enjoy Illinois 300 and the Confluence Music Festival. It all adds up to one amazing party. Go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAP TV. Monday is All-American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door-banging action of the dirt, MAP TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All-American Racing, only on MAP TV, Motorsports Network.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUY for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUY for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe.
all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
It's a big old freaking encore of Speed Freaks this holiday weekend. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
So back at the station, Kyle Larson, a residential, as we call him, of course, now living in Phoenix. Yeah. And I heard Eli Tomac is actually building a house in Rochester. The hell is so attractive to motorsports fiends to live in Phoenix now?
I don't know. I heard that too. I went to the Supercross race they had here, Glenn. And yeah, I was talking to somebody and I heard that he was building up somewhere by me. So, yeah, I don't know. I like the weather. I like the food. I like the activities. I just like everything. So, yeah, I enjoy it. We only have a few more weeks left here in the back to North Carolina for the majority of the year. So trying to enjoy the last bit of great weather that I'll get to experience.
See, probably. He does it right. See, Paul Tracy doesn't have that luxury, or Ari Lineck doesn't have that luxury. You do it right. You're here in the winter months when the weather here is perfect. Then right before it gets as hot, you get out and you go to the Carolinas. Perfect.
Yeah, but the Carolinas, I feel like, are really bad too in the summer months, just with the humidity and stuff. For me, it makes more sense to get to North Carolina now or here soon because my racing gets picking up and, you know, most of it's on the East Coast. So it would be hard for me to race as much as I do and commute from Phoenix.
Kyle, it's been fun watching the development of not just you, but Tyler and younger drivers include their family in their celebrations. Dale Jarrett, Dale Sr., Ricky Rudd, I could go back for where it was like, no, the wife and the kids stay over here. Let me grab this trophy and the cake and then go home. You don't even have second thoughts about including your family in everything you do, do you?
Well, I don't have a choice. Owen was already sprinting out of the car last week. But I didn't even know it. Jamie Little was like, hey, look over there. You know, Owen's run out here. But no, I mean, I think it's really cool. And I'm glad that, you know, my team allows them to, you know, celebrate. NASCAR allows them to celebrate this because, you know, I sacrifice a lot of time away from them, you know, to live out this career, this, you know, love that I have for racing. And so, yeah, I get to miss out a long time for them and or with them. So, you know, when they're at the racetrack and I win, like it means a lot to me to celebrate with them and have them build those memories and enjoy it. So that was really cool. Vegas last week, Owen was pumped. And, you know, even this week during the week, they kept showing him like, Owen, look, they're talking about you right now. So he thinks he's famous.
Crasher, hold on one second. I knowing you for so long, get the feeling that tears at you. Being away from your family so much, you have this desire to race everything under the moon, but the love you have for your family is tearing at you, isn't it?
I mean, sure. Yeah. I wish there was more days in the week or less races sometimes for me to run. But I don't know. It's hard to answer it because yes, I mean, I wish I was there, but I also don't want to miss out on racing either because I feel like, you know, right now, like, I'm young and yeah, this is my prime and I'm trying to take advantage of that. And with that does take a lot of sacrifice, you know, away from other things. But my family understands that. I understand that, you know, I want to be the best race car driver I can be as well as, you know, father and parent. But, you know, this is what pays the bills and I need to, you know, if I want to set them up for, you know, their lives and hopefully their children's lives, you know, I need to work my ass right now and you know, race and build my brand and you know, hopefully make a bunch of money.
how much of what you're doing right now in the back of your mind, you're like, okay, this is going to translate to when Owen gets to this level, if he wants to get to this level. How much are you ever thinking about the evolution of the next generation for you?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Owen's 9 and he's definitely not into racing as much as I was at that age. You know, okay. I mean, all I cared about still to this day was racing. And, you know, it doesn't upset me at all that he doesn't like, he likes it and he likes to race when he wants to race and all that. But like, you know, I was racing video games like all day long, playing with my race cars on the ground, you know, all day long. He's into other stuff. You know, he's into more sports and, you know, baseball, flag football, you know, skating, whatever, which I think really, because that's stuff that, you know, if I could change something about my childhood and still know that I was going to be in the same position I am right now, I would have experienced more like normal kid things back then. So it doesn't bother me that he's not like obsessed with racing either. So, I don't want him to feel like, you know, he's just because I do it, that he has to.
Now, what about the business side of everything? You've got high limits, you've got a racetrack. How do you find balance with everything?
Well, I've got good people around me that do most of the heavy lifting on everything. So that's nice. You know, my manager, JP, he's, I keep him running. Now he's super busy with everything that I've got going on. And then on the high limits, you know, JP is a really big part of that. And, you know, Brad, it's more, you know, kind of Brad on the day-to-day things, but we have a great team at High Limit with Kendra Jacobs, Brian Walker, Mike Hess, and everybody else, you know, within that, you know, and Flo, they hold a, you know, high responsibility there as well. So, you know, I am a part of meetings when I can be a part of them and offer ideas when I can. And I'm, you know, on a lot of the group texts and stuff that we have on. So I'm not in every meeting. So it's not too different for me.
When's Owen going to get his phone?
We told him when he's responsible enough, we'll contemplate it, but he's got to treat his sister nicer, you know, like carry on with more chores and stuff first.
Make
and
he was like,
okay, I think I'm good then. I'll wait a little bit. So, cause it stinks. Cause like some of his friends have cell phones already and they're like 9 or 10 and like, I don't know. That just seems way too young for me. And we do a good job like of not really letting them have their iPads and stuff only for like flying. I feel like they live more normal than most kids their age do. You know, they're outside playing all the time, which is good. So
play? I just hear that correctly?
Yes. They're like a lot of kids just get stuck staring at their iPads all the time. So.
One last thing. Have things been smoothed over between High Limit and World of Outlaws? We felt like we were having to defend it on the show one night.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we haven't really had conversations or there have been, I don't know, at least my eyes. I don't think that like they've done anything to us or we've done anything to them either. So we're kind of just both staying in lanes and,
right.
Maybe they don't feel we are, I guess, but, I don't know. I mean,
they just compliment each other?
That's what I'm just going to say.
I feel like we do, but I think fans more read into it than what World Racing Group or we do. You know, I think they try to feed some drama more than there actually is. So, we all have the greater, idea and, you know, for the sport and where we want it to get. So, we're both trying to move the sport in the same direction. So it just looks a little differently and we're brand new. So we're trying to kind of find our way a little bit and do things differently. And the World Racing Group, they've done an amazing job to get to, you know, the sports at right now. And I love the World Racing Group, World Outlaws. So that's why I'll continue to race World Outlaw events. Mm-hmm. And I'm not for one like boycott something. And especially for benefit me in our series. So, you know, my plan is to support Smirk Racing and all that. And, you know, although they may not say that they, you know, like us, I don't think again, like we're all both just staying focused on our goals. You know, World Racing Group probably staying focused on their goals and we're staying focused on ours.
So. It will work. You can coexist.
There's more traveling teams than there's been in decades and there's way more money to race for. So I just don't see, you know, how it's had anything negative go on right now.
We made a big deal out of Thanksgiving dinner with you and Brad Sweet at the dinner table about, you know, who would knock each other from the table a few years ago. Now with Tyler, let's put Tyler Reddick in the mix. You got Tyler, you got Kyle, you've got Brad Sweet coming to the finish at Chili Bowl Nationals. And you had to knock one of them off for the win.
Oh, we're going there.
Well, I don't think Brad or Tyler would be battling up front of the Chili Bowl, so. No. We're all three little short fellers, so Tyler's definitely the most buff. Brad's probably got the most fighting experience, but no. I would be up front of the Chili Bowl. I don't think they would.
Oh, God.
We've crashed each other.
You've done it.
Crashed each other once. That was his fault. And then Chili Bowl and the race champions, I did spin him out because he was kind of, I had to go and he was holding up a little bit.
That, as always, we know your time's valuable. Thanks for doing this, man.
Yep. Thank you.
Kyle Larson here in the Freak Nation. It seems like we go about once or twice a month with the guy besides the drop on in. We caught up with him there. Phoenix Raceway, but of course the big win with him with Xfinity Series, where again didn't lead a damn lap at that last lap where Austin Hill and SVG decided to get into it, and Kyle Larson said, here I go. Speaking of Kyle Busch, next hour, but coming up next, Statman Scat, something happened in Southern California, thermal with IndyCar, that we want you to know about. Coming up next, Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
Now that's a good-looking tire from General Tire, the official tire of the ARCA Racing Series. You can't get that one on your hot rod, but you can get now through the end of April 4 qualifying passenger tires and get up to $70 back the Visa prepaid card. We can all use a little bit of cake in our wallet, in our purse, in our pockets, right? 4 qualifying passenger tires, get up to $70 back from General Tire. General Tire, over 20 years with the Freaks, and of course, General Tire delivers.
The NASCAR Cup Series returns to Worldwide Technology Raceway on June 1st and 2nd, 2024. The time to get your tickets is now.
Let's go! Yeah!
For only $10 down, you can lock in your seats for an incredible weekend of family fun featuring the Enjoy Illinois 300 and the Confluence Music Festival. It all adds up to one amazing party. Go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAP TV. Monday is All-American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door-banging action of the dirt, MAP TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All-American Racing, only on MAP TV, Motorsports Network.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive style. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You're listening to Pete Briggs. Motorsports Radio, redefined.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
I was hoping the IndyCar race at Thermal Club Track Sunday would show me a little more. I like IndyCar and its potential, but the race on Sunday was confusing and elementary. Overlook the racing. That's about format, competition, and weather. But format, competition, and weather wouldn't help IndyCar at Thermal. That track was built for sportsmen in 100-mile-an-hour Corvettes, Porsches, and Egos, not 200-mile-an-hour race cars with professional drivers whipping them into a three-wide frenzy. The NASCAR race Sunday, they called it Dive Bomb City. A professional racetrack should have high-speed sections into slow, challenging turns where braking will allow for passing and good racing. Thermal is designed for something different, and it's probably good at it. There was talk of an IndyCar points race at the facility one day. Let's hope someone recycles that idea. That was boring at 20 laps. Imagine 100 laps of that parade. Eventually, they'll remember that fan engagement makes IndyCar, not boring televised parades. Peace.
Your Statman Scat brought to you by our good friends at General Tire. Do yourself a favor, Freak Nation. Go to generaltire.com and check out a line of tires to keep your rides on the road during this funky weather. And now through the end of April, get yourself back up to $70 back with a Visa prepaid card when you buy 4 qualifying passenger tires from General Tire. For more information, go to generaltire.com. Playing off of Statman Scat and the IndyCar race there at Thermal, getting back to our conversation earlier about how, again, Statman's raged about this for almost 24 years, where when it matters who wins, that's what makes sports so entertaining. And that's, again, the trap that I fell in with IndyCar today. To me, it didn't matter really who won for me. It didn't matter who got the $500,000 or however the $1 million was going to be dispersed. I know Stat, Crash, Richard C. Suave, you've got more things to contribute, but that was my original take, where it didn't matter to me who won, so it wasn't that enticing to watch for me.
Well, that's the point of putting money, a big money amount, up for a race like this, is it should matter who wins. Who wins that big pocket of money, or pocket, purse, whatever we're going to call it.
Right.
For me, the problem lies in, yeah, I cared about who won, but it just didn't end up being a great product on track. Okay, fine. That aside, I've been to plenty of races myself in all facets of the sport, whether it's NHRA, NASCAR, you name it, that just didn't come out to be a good quality product on track, but the entertainment value in person or on TV was still phenomenal. This one still didn't do that. We had television guys telling us how great this club was and how, hey, we've got billionaires allowing us to drive in their parking lot or in their neighborhood.
Their backyard.
I don't care. I don't care. I want to know. I want to hear a DJ thumping music. I want to have a party in Victory Lane. I want to see things going nuts. I want to see that money. We had 3 little glass vases raised on a 3-step podium that looked like a go-kart race at K1 Racing down the street. It just, come on, if you're going to make this a big deal, IndyCar, make it a big deal. Show me party atmosphere. Show me something that makes me want to go spend $2,000 next year to go to that very weekend. I just didn't get that vibe. And I didn't get it from social media either. And they hired all these influencers. Oh, they've done that before. But the influencers that they hired for this weekend were showing me the middle finger. And in the background of all their stories, count them 10 in a row, were stock cars, sports cars, stock cars, sports cars. Never once did I see the word IndyCar in their stories, nor did I see an actual IndyCar behind them. Do better with your influencers. There are so many passionate people out there that could have given you 10 times better content. Maybe they didn't have 100,000 followers each, but damn it, they could have done a better job. IndyCar has a great product overall. Yeah, we didn't see it on track this weekend at Thermal, but I didn't see anything. Gentlemen start or drivers start your engines. That fell with a massive thud as well. There was no pomp and circumstance. There was nothing in person or on TV to make me want to go back there again. And to me, that is just, that's a massive bummer. Massive.
Where does the millennial chime in on this, Richard?
So first of all, the racing was awful. I was not entertained. If they do it again, I'm not going to watch. Okay. But what was happening this weekend is we got sold something that was completely different from what we were sold. Basically, what we were watching was a glorified test session, and they convinced us that that's not what it was, but that's exactly what it was, and nobody can convince me otherwise. You watch social media today, and people were talking about IndyCar a lot. It was trending inside the top 10 for quite a while this morning. And this is something that is in the past, maybe decade or so, where, you know what, to be honest, it doesn't really matter what people are saying about you, but if they're talking about you, that's good. And even if you're talking crap about IndyCar, like a lot of people were today, at least they had some eyeballs. Now, the question is for the three of you and for everybody else out there, and I did see some people saying this today too, what if that was the first IndyCar race you watched? Ooh. What if that was your first experience with IndyCar? Are you going to come back? And that's what IndyCar needs to be concerned about. I'm curious what the ratings are like to see if it was similar, lower, higher than what they've had all season long. But to get those eyeballs maybe for the first time, that wasn't good enough to get people tuned back in. And that's where in the problem lies.
And I want to squash the argument of, oh, but they were up against March Madness. Guess what? You could still choose when you wanted to do this weekend. They could have chosen another weekend besides March Madness. They didn't do that. But also, that aside, I don't think March Madness is going to be a big difference maker, because look at NASCAR. They race during March Madness. Their ratings are going to be fine. Formula One, same thing. Their ratings are going to be fine. So everybody was up against March Madness. You can't use that as an argument. Bottom line, there's always something called alternative programming. That's what this was.
Wow.
Statman?
You sort of hammered that nail really hard, didn't you? The thing I didn't like was the track. And there was nothing... There was no personality. There was no there. There was no hairpin onto Shoreline Drive. There was no turn one at Coda. There was no turn one at Indy. There was nothing to stand out about this track. I couldn't keep track of where they were on the racetrack. All of it looked alike. There were no fans. The fans were in the shade on some roof eating Twinkies and whatever they were eating, Twinkie omelets. It was Twinkie omelets.
Bang.
Delicious. You know?
I mean, it just didn't look like a car race. And if people looked at that for the first time and said, that's IndyCar, but I don't have to look at this again because there was no there. And the first 10 laps of this 20 lap parade was even a slow parade, that people were taking their time trying to save their tires. I think they could have looked at the format and done something a little better with the format. There was just a whole host of things that, and the thing that bothered me most out of all of that was the people with the money got the money, and the teams that needed the money didn't get a dime. And to me, that was criminal. That bordered.
They got $23,000, so they got a kind of a dime.
Yeah, they got 23 dimes. Now, the people that needed the $23 couldn't pay for the hotel rooms for everybody that was there, and to tow the cars from Palm Springs to Long Beach and storm there when they go back. That $23,000 was nothing.
Agreed.
Well, and we'll end it with this. We've got a break here in, we got a break here pretty quick, don't we? Yeah, we do. We got a break here in about a minute. We're such fans of IndyCar, and I'm getting to the point where I feel for the series because they can't get out of their own way. There's the story of Michael Andretti hammering Roger Penske and his group about where the money that they have should go and the money that it should be making and so forth. There's that. There was the driver's salaries that were released this week, where it just kind of blew all of us away that really they're making that much money.
Again,
there's so much going on in IndyCar that's just not positive, dang it, that we want them to get one of those three sales right and start moving in the right freaking direction. And we can't just don't hammer them every time we talk about the damn series. It just, I get tired of it.
Feeling. I wanted to say something nice and I just couldn't.
Yeah.
Give us a reason to say something nice because we want the series to succeed.
Well, hopefully, what do we have? Is Alabama next?
Nope. Long Beach.
Long Beach. You're right. Long Beach, then Alabama.
That's only a month away.
Hey, we got testing. Testing at IMS.
Oh, coming testing up at IMS. That's true. Right. Testing at IMS first.
Which will be way more entertaining than anything we watched this weekend.
Yep.
All right. We got to get out of here. Kyle Busch, Justin Ashley, and Raja Carruth. Next hour, Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios, Freak Nation.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
You take car maintenance seriously, and you want to pass on that legacy of care. Use Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer to shield your engine from excessive heat, debris, and friction. Trust Lucas Oil. It works.
Now that's a good-looking tire from General Tire, the official tire of the ARCA Racing Series. You can't get that one on your hot rod, but you can get now through the end of April, four qualifying passenger tires and get up to $70 back the Visa prepaid card. We can all use a little bit of cake in our wallet, in our purse, in our pockets, right? Four qualifying passenger tires get up to $70 back from General Tire. General Tire, over 20 years with the Freaks. And of course, General Tire delivers.
The NASCAR Cup Series returns to Worldwide Technology Raceway on June 1st and 2nd, 2024. The time to get your tickets is now.
Let's go! Yeah!
For only $10 down, you can lock in your seats for an incredible weekend of family fun featuring the Enjoy Illinois 300 and the Confluence Music Festival. It all adds up to one amazing party. Go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAF TV. Monday is All-American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door-banging action of the dirt, MAF TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All-American Racing, only on MAF TV, Motorsports Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Lucas Oil, it works.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUY for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUY for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Please hang up and try again.
Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Stepman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Coming at you one more time, Freak Nation. It's an encore presentation of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Coming up this hour of Speed Freaks, Kyle Busch gets in the face of Christopher Bell and Chase Elliott. He ain't watching Netflix and may not want Netflix in his bedroom, if you know what I mean. We'll get to that coming up this hour. Raja Carruth, Las Vegas NASCAR Truck Series winner, he'll be here. And Justin Ashley, who was just about to race in the final race, the top fuel class, NHRA Lucas Oil Winter Nationals, until it decided to rain, sleet, and snow in Southern California.
Hail, thunder.
Right.
Thunder, snow. What was it? Joe Cantore with the Weather Channel? He loves himself some thunder, snow.
All right.
NHRA fans had that today.
They had it today. So Justin Ashley will join us this hour. Speed Freaks on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and I have to say this every freaking show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter because you'll get a shot at winning a set of General Tires. Our crack staff of accountants are figuring out the numbers from over the weekend, actually from the Cup race, to see if our latest contestant won a set of General Tires. What you do...
Benny was today's contestant.
Yeah. We will ask you to submit your three favorite drivers to win the race. And if your three favorite drivers beat our three favorite drivers, you'll take home a set of General Tires. That's how easy it is. We're not asking you to take a state test that my daughter's so concerned about at 10 years old.
But wait, how many sets have we given away this year?
Freak Nation, you suck.
What's going on? Hey, come on.
What?
Yeah.
How easy is that again? But hey, you can't win if you don't play.
I don't think I'm supposed to do that, yell at our listeners, but I just did.
Woo!
Step up your game, y'all.
You can email Richie at StatMC at SpeedFreaks.tv.
He's an IndyCar class on promotion and marketing. Freak Nation.
Oh, yeah.
We're done.
No, we're not. We're not done just yet.
Maybe we are after that comment.
Oh, speaking of using the you suck, this was fun video to watch with Kyle Busch and Christopher Bell. This was a lot of fun to watch post-race at COTA. Richie, you care to describe what happened here, my friend?
Yeah, so this is Christopher Bell and Kyle Busch after the race. Earlier in the race, Christopher Bell turned Kyle Busch at COTA earlier this afternoon. And Kyle was unhappy after the race, so walked right up to Christopher Bell there and got in his face. Little cap-to-cap Bell action going on. And it was a one-sided conversation. Christopher Bell did not get a word in edgewise the entire time. And if you watch this, I'll tweet this out again. You've probably seen it by now if you haven't already. Christopher Bell's reaction was not great. He flinches. If you watch, he flinches ever so slightly when he I think he thought he was going to get knocked in the face for a second, and he didn't.
Okay. That is a little build a bill action. Build a hat bill.
Well, I've been in his position many times where I've been caught off guard by a senior person.
Wait a minute. So you're calling Kyle Busch the senior person?
Yes. Christopher Bell's looking at Kyle Busch, regarded by many drivers as a fantastic champion when it comes to racing.
I just don't know if I would use the word senior.
I mean, a lot of drivers regard him as a great driver.
Yeah.
And they modeled some of their styles off the guy. And here comes this Kyle Busch over to young Christopher Bell. Christopher Bell's kind of cowering over here. Like, should I hit this old man or is he going to hit me?
Old man and senior, what are you doing? Kyle Busch is not.
Everything's fine until he says, here, hold my watch.
Yes, exactly.
That's his team owner now.
Oh, nice job. That's so true. I love Christopher Bell. I've always, regardless of Kyle Busch and your stance on him, he's provided us with some great fodder over the last 20 years. Statman continues to deny Kyle Busch one of his Christmas cards. I don't know why he has a problem with that. But that's just how we roll here in the Freak Nation.
Not worth 40 cents or whatever it costs to send the stamp.
Really? 50 cents now? Mm-hmm.
So there was that happened post-race. We all saw it happen with Kyle Busch and Christopher Bell. But something else that happened was over the week, if you follow Dale Earnhardt Jr., he has, of course, Dirty Mo Media. And this is his podcast, Richie. Correct.
Dale Jr. Download. Correct.
Dale Jr. Download. How you doing? Again. Download, where Chase Elliott made an appearance. And if you've done something like most of us have done, you've taken in the NASCAR series on Netflix, like Drive to Survive. It's called Richie.
I actually don't remember what it's called, Tom, my head, because I haven't seen it yet.
And I just asked you pre-show, Kenny, what's the name of that again? Speed.
I think it's called Full Speed or something.
Oh, my God. Attaboy.
Thank
it's
you.
Full Speed. I'm just playing with you.
It's a terrible name.
I know it's horrendous.
Drive to Survive. At least that's got some like, oomph. I'm like, Drive to Survive. Stakes. NASCAR. Full Speed. You know? Like, that's what's
giving. Yay. That's a good point, Full Speed.
Here is Chase Elliott with Dale Earnhardt Jr., talking about Full Speed, and if there's going to be a Full Speed season 2 on Netflix, if Chase Elliott would be a part of it.
Season 2 and ask you to be a part of it, would you do it?
I don't know. Obviously I didn't do it last year. I haven't watched it at all. So I think my first step to
answering that question would be to watch
a little bit of it and just see
what they
how
do.
Bad they would piss me off being around all the time. I just, you know, it might not be the most entertaining thing or the most popular answer or whatever, but dude, I really just want to go fast and I want to do my job at a high level. And if I feel like there's anything that's going to take away from that, mm-hmm. I'm probably going to say no to it.
Yeah. If something doesn't help that, it's not worth your time.
That's kind of how I look at it.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all,
the most popular driver in NASCAR saying, I don't want to engage with the fans whether they want me there or not. I'm just interested in what I'm doing.
Oh, shots fired.
Somehow, tell me how his sponsors are going to respond to that. Wouldn't surprise me if Wednesday he comes out and says, I decided I've seen all the shows and I want to be in there as much as I can. I want five following me everywhere, including the bathroom.
Including the bathroom. Nice.
Okay, listen.
The most popular guy doesn't want to be involved in marketing.
I'd argue that particular series, that's not for fans. That is NASCAR trying to reach an entirely new audience, like Formula One did with Drive to Survive. And I'm sorry, Chase Elliott isn't the guy to bring new fans into your sport.
He might turn them away, Statman. Yeah,
Denny Hamlin is. Denny Hamlin is the right guy to bring new fans into your sport.
Denny Hamlin, Kyle Busch, yeah, yes, Bubba Wallace. Yeah, you're right. Those are the guys to bring somebody in. Not Mr. Vanilla. No.
We played video of Chase Elliott at one of the pre-race press
conferences. Excuse me, Kenny. Wait, yes. I'm sorry. I'm cutting you off. I'm sorry.
No worries.
You think Napa is going to buy that on his car, the millions of dollars they're paying to be on his car, so he could be selective in what he wants to do, and he's going to tell Napa this Monday after seeing it on Speed Freaks and the Dale Jr. download, I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to wear my Napa gear in front of a camera on Netflix. So millions of people who've never seen me before can see me and see your name, Mr. Napa. And that, so the millions that you're paying me will sit in my closet and be seen by nobody.
That is when he will surprisingly change his mind. When Napa says, oh, you're doing it.
I don't think Napa has the balls to do it. I think Napa knows what they're getting into.
Napa know, oh, get it? Get it? Napa know how? Yeah, okay.
Hey, I'm taking another side on this. I'm cool with that. At least I know why he is so unentertaining in interviews. He doesn't want me there. He doesn't want to talk to me. He doesn't want to talk to Jeff Gluck or Bob Pockrass or NBC or CBS or Fox or
ESPN
or Netflix. He doesn't want to talk to him. Fine. Cool. He's speaking his mind. I give him credit for that. I'm not a Chase Elliott fan. His personality has never engaged me. He's had many stumbles over his career and things that he said or hasn't said. But fine, at least he's telling me where he sits. Now I understand why I very seldom ever want to go over and talk to Chase Elliott when we have the scrums.
He's the most popular guy in NASCAR, has won a championship, and he's paid millions by Napa to represent them, and he doesn't want to take the time to go in a Napa store or invite people to go into a Napa store to do anything. I think that's incredibly short-sighted. And if Napa doesn't twist his neck this week, it'd be shot.
Oh, man. But when you do go to Napa, go get yourself some Lucas Oil fuel stabilizer. Hey, Freak Nation, coming up next is, speaking of, flying those Lucas Oil colors, Justin Ashley was this close to running the finals at the Lucas Oil Winter Nationals, but they pulled the plug because of weather. He joins us next. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios, Freak Nation.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas fuel treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas fuel treatment. It works.
Now that's a good-looking tire from General Tire, the official tire of the ARCA Racing Series. You can't get that one on your hot rod, but you can get, now through the end of April, 4 qualifying passenger tires and get up to $70 back the Visa prepaid card. We can all use a little bit of cake in our wallet, in our purse, in our pockets, right? 4 qualifying passenger tires, get up to $70 back from General Tire. General Tire, over 20 years with the Freaks, and of course, General Tire delivers.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAP TV. Monday is All American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door banging action of the dirt, MAP TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All American Racing, only on MAP TV, Motorsports Network.
The NASCAR Cup Series returns to Worldwide Technology Raceway on June 1st and 2nd, 2024. The time to get your ticket is now. Only $10 down, you can lock in your seats for an incredible weekend of family fun featuring the Enjoy Illinois 300 and the Confluence Music Festival. It all adds up to one amazing party.
go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
It's an encore for you, Freak Nation, from Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
So Justin Ashley, back in the Freak Nation, NHRA top fuel pilot, joining us here with the Freaks, sitting in his car outside of the racetrack because they've got hail and snow and lightning and thunder. Just before you hit that final race, my friend, I can't even think of anything that's more disappointing to your body, to your mind, to get jacked up to go 330 miles an hour and then someone to pull the freaking plug, that you've got to wait until you get to Phoenix to race.
It's crazy because you have all this adrenaline going. You knock out rounds 1 through 3 and then you get to the final. It's like, all right, this is my chance. This is the reward for our team to go out there and bring home the Wally. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it just starts to rain. And then after the rain, I didn't even know it hailed in California. I didn't even know that was a thing, but it was coming down heavy, and definitely there was no opportunity for us to finish it today. Probably no opportunity for us to finish it tomorrow, so we'll move on to Phoenix. We do have a pretty cool opportunity there, though, to win this race, to win the Mission Foods Challenge, and win the Phoenix race. At least hopefully we'll win 1 out of 3, if nothing else. So, no, kind of funky conditions, but we'll wait it out and do the best that we can.
What does that do for a crew, though? Screw the driver. But what does that do for a crew, though, when it comes to the notes and the study that you have for a certain track? You've got to throw all that out. Is it easier for the crew that you're going to contend for a win at a track 2 times?
I mean, I don't know if it's easier. It's probably a little bit more difficult just because we'll have to take a look at the schedule. They're going to let us know the details early next week. But I just think it's a little bit out of the norm, right? We're generally, as a team, a little bit routine oriented. So when we get thrown a little bit out of routine, thrown out of whack a little bit, we're not really sure of what the exact schedule is. It may be a little bit more difficult, but nonetheless, what's the alternative, right? The alternative is not being in the final round at all. So our guys are happy about it. Like you said, forget about me. I'm not even important, honestly. Those are the guys that work hard. So they're the ones who have their work cut out for us. But, you know, they're definitely looking forward to the opportunity.
You know, forget about the routine that you are in on a typical race weekend and what's going to come up in 2 weeks at the newly renamed Firebird Motorsports Park in Phoenix, but you are typically very good at Pomona, and now that's gone. It's not like you're going to win the Lucas Oil Winter Nationals at Pomona, where you have great data and great history. The whole thing is moving to Phoenix. What are your thoughts on Phoenix in general and not being able to race or finish a race on a track that you're technically very good at?
Yeah, so for whatever reason, I may have to speak to Randy Glady at Skag. We may have to relocate the team to California because for whatever reason, we won really good in Pomona. So, of course, we would have rather finished the race here because we have a lot of data, a lot of information from years because we've had so much success. We've made so many laps here. But, you know, we were fortunate. We actually won the Phoenix race as well last year. So hopefully we'll look at the conditions. But although we aren't running at Pomona, I still think we can overlay some runs and look at some things that we learned last year and hopefully apply it for the final round and then the rest of the weekend here at Phoenix coming up.
You know, we talk about drivers getting thrown off their routine or crews and the notebooks being thrown out, but this whole, I'm going to call it a mess in a nice way. The whole mess with Phoenix going off the schedule and then back on the schedule. And now it's newly renamed and has some great people behind the resurgence of it. And then there's an 80s concert on Saturday night. Tell me you're a little bit excited for that. Not just the racing going on, but how Phoenix is reinventing themselves coming up in a few weeks.
Well, I was excited about it before I heard about the 80s concert. Now I heard about the 80s concert. Now I'm super excited. I may just fly right from here to Phoenix to make sure that I'm there. I love it. Listen, I love it. Honestly, I really respect and appreciate what they are trying to do because ultimately it's a show. We are a traveling show for the fans, and it's our job to go out there and race as quick and as fast as we can. But it's nice to have events surrounding the actual racing itself. So when they can do things like have concerts, have autograph sessions, have a lot going on in the Midway, which Phoenix has always done a good job of. And obviously they're working on even improving in those areas. I think it's great for the fans. I think it makes the experience that much better all the way around.
Justin Ashley is in the finals in Pomona, which is going to end up in Phoenix maybe next weekend. I looked up some numbers. It shows that you got a 58% winning percentage in the finals. Why don't we just declare the whole thing over now so that you can concentrate on winning Phoenix and get a good start on the season?
Is that an option? Can I speak to Glenn Cromwell at NHRA and see if we can declare us the winner right now? Before I have to bother with, I'm sure Tony Schumacher will be fine with it. It'll be totally fine. Work something out. No, I didn't know that. That's actually interesting. I had no idea about that. So that's a pretty cool stat. But you know how it is, right? It's like all that stuff gets thrown out the window once you get to the final round. It's just your team versus their team. And, you know, we feel like we have a tremendous responsibility to go out there and turn on a lot of wind lights for Skag and Versatrend and Bluebird and Toyota and Phillips and all the great companies that partner with us. So the pressure will always be on no matter what. But it's kind of cool to know that I guess we've won more finals than we've lost. So hopefully we can continue that trend just a little bit.
Well, isn't confidence serious business now? Isn't confidence important when you're going from zero to 350 in less than 4 seconds? You got to be confident that you're going to survive that first of all, and you're going to win secondly. Isn't that important when you're going to the final?
Yeah, it's critical. Whether it's the finals or the first round of qualifying, whether it's testing, it's critical. You know, it's you know, racing is another animal, but whether it's football, baseball, basketball, whether it's life, right? I think confidence is super important. And I think confidence comes from preparation. I think it comes from experience. And we were fortunate to win a lot of races last year, and that just built our confidence up. We raced in a lot of final rounds. Again, that built our confidence up. So I think right now it's still early on in the year. We're still working some things out. But ultimately, I think we're really confident as a group and as a team about where our car is at. So we do feel really good about it.
Justin Ashley joining us here in the Freak Nation, and we haven't asked the question, how do they parse this race out at Phoenix? Do you get some qualifying runs, some practice runs, or do you go directly in to the final race?
So we haven't heard yet. My best guess, I think Phoenix is a 3 qualifying round race. So my best guess is we'll run the first qualifying round on Friday night. And then the second qualifying round will simultaneously be the final round in Pomona. So I'm assuming they're going to run it during the second round of qualifying or the first run on Saturday, but we're still waiting for the details on that. The Mission Foods challenge also kind of throws a wrench into things. So it may take some creativity on an NHRA side, but they fought these battles before. And look, whenever we have the opportunity to race in a final round, we'll do it on dirt if we have to, as long as we get the chance to do it.
Cool. Hey, Ashley, cool. You're a smart man. Is it worked in your contract that if you win 2 races in 1 weekend, you get like triple the money?
No, maybe you had a conversation before I signed the contract. I don't know, because that sounds like a pretty good deal. You know how this racing stuff works, man. Every time you win, it's great, but it always got to go back into the team and back into the car so we can win a little bit more.
That's time and a half, dude. Come on. That's okay.
Time and a half. Yeah, time and a half. Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't, if that's time and if everything for me, like, think about it, right? If everything goes right on a Sunday, it's kind of embarrassing, but I drive like less than a mile. I got to do it good, but like less than a mile.
Yeah, dude. You think of guys that race in NASCAR, the races go like 6 hours. Yours goes less than a minute, all told. So
you're calling me
ahead of the game.
Yeah, no, you're right. Those guys, I don't know how those guys do it. It is pretty impressive. It takes a certain kind of stamina to be able to do what they do.
Yeah, honestly,
But they're not going 330 miles an hour. They're not holding on for dear life like you guys are in that couple of seconds.
I've talked to some of them who have asked me, and I'm like, what do I know? They've asked me, how do those guys do it? You know, they'd be afraid. But, yeah, I mean, there it is. You know, you in four rounds, that's like 16 seconds. And they go 16 hours or a race.
16 seconds of glory, baby. That's what we do it for. I'm telling you.
Well, hey, actually, one of those guys, though, Tony Stewart, has he asked you any questions? I mean, he's having some struggles, but he's seemingly overall doing pretty well as well.
He's really good. We kind of knew he was going to be really good. That guy can drive anything and do it successfully. We're good friends. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. I've always been a fan of his from the time I was a young kid and I was watching him in the number 20 Home Depot car. So I always had a large respect for him, not only the way he drives, but kind of the way he represents himself and just from the business side too. So both on and off the racetrack, but we've talked casually before, but I know one thing, I can certainly learn a lot more from him and he can learn from me. So I might try and just like needle my way in and pick his brain a little bit.
Oh boy.
I don't know about
Ashley,
that.
Ashley, we wouldn't hate it if you double up in Phoenix, get you back in here post-race.
I appreciate it. Thank you. We'll try and take Lucas Oil into the winner's circle. We'll see what we can do.
And of course, Justin Ashley here in the Freak Nation. Can he double up when he comes to Phoenix here in a couple of weeks to win the Phoenix race and then the Lucas Oil Winter Nationals? They were supposed to be at Pomona, but in Phoenix. We'll find out. Hey, coming up next, looking forward to this. His name is Raja Karuth, and of this guy's energy. It's just so chill. Only three African-Americans have won in the big boy stock car series, trucks, Xfinity, and the Cup Series, and he's one of three, and he did it in Las Vegas.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
Now that's a good-looking tire from General Tire, the official tire of the ARCA Racing Series. You can't get that one on your hot rod, but you can get now through the end of April 4 qualifying passenger tires and get up to $70 back the Visa prepaid card. We can all use a little bit of cake in our wallet, in our purse, in our pockets, right? 4 qualifying passenger tires, get up to $70 back from General Tire. General Tire, over 20 years with the Freaks, and of course, General Tire delivers.
The NASCAR Cup Series returns to Worldwide Technology Raceway on June 1st and 2nd, 2024. The time to get your tickets is now. Yeah! For only $10 down, you can lock in your seats for an incredible weekend of family fun featuring the Enjoy Illinois 300 and the Confluence Music Festival. It all adds up to one amazing party. Go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAP TV. Monday is All-American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door-banging action of the dirt, MAP TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All-American Racing, only on MAP TV, Motorsports Network.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive style. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
It's a big old freaking encore of Speed Freaks this holiday weekend. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
His name is Roger Carruth. Fantastic interview when he rolled for Freak Nation. He did something in Las Vegas that has only been done twice before. Roger Carruth joining us here in the Freak Nation. So Roger Carruth back in the Freak Nation. This is the guy that we've been following for 3 or 4 years now. It's been fun to watch what he's been doing with his career. Of course, with a big win in Las Vegas, so why not bring him back here in the Freak Nation with a NASCAR Truck Series win? Roger Carruth joining us here in the Freak Nation. And did I read this correctly? That after your Las Vegas win, bro, you took the family to Disneyland?
I didn't. So, no, I met some family out there, to be honest. But we had already had that plan, like, way into the offseason or in the offseason. So, regardless of how that first three race stretch went, I was gonna head out there and meet some folks. So it was super fun. Really glad I got to experience it.
Because that's timely. Because you know the story where you go out and win the Super Bowl. The first thing you say is, "I'm going to Disneyland." You go out win your first big freaking race, and then you're going to Disneyland. That made a lot of sense.
I did not know that was a thing. Now that I know, that's a crazy coincidence for sure. It wasn't our Super Bowl, but it's definitely a good start.
Roger Carruth joining us here in the Freak Nation, making a whole lot of noise at Las Vegas with a big win there. Only the third African-American to win in the big boy NASCAR series. We're talking of trucks, Xfinity, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And getting past all that, it's just the fact that you're in a winning truck with a team that's benefited with not just its driver, but the crew and, of course, the gear that you're running in. Coming into this season, did you have an inclination that this was going to be a season that you would have more success than you have had, at least on paper, in the past?
Yeah, I definitely hope so. Knowing, you know, the upgrade I was certainly getting in the organization here at Spire, but also with keeping my crew chief Chad and some of my other crew guys and having some new ones as well. So certainly that was the hope. Just kind of a culmination of the last couple of years of me just getting more experience, getting better and better and better, and having the support of Henry Cars and Mr. H has really just kind of all worked out. So I don't want to say I expected it, right, because I'm not a super confident person, to be honest, but definitely that was the hope of knowing that I'm going to have a good shot with getting some better stuff in a better situation.
Raja Carruth, how do you drive race cars at almost 200 miles an hour and say you're not necessarily a very confident person? You've got to be confident to be in this position.
I think that's a good point. I think for me, I'm super focused on the task at hand and with the craft. I mean, that's really it for me. That's it. I don't know. It's fun because the more I've learned about driving, the more I've gotten experience, whether it be on the simulator and go-karts, obviously in the NASCAR stuff, even racing dirt a little bit. Everything has just kind of become more natural for me, which is great just because I started so late.
Would you say then that the word confident can be different for everybody? You have confidence when you sit in the cockpit. It's just that you're constantly learning. You're constantly evolving and becoming better and better because of the lessons that you have learned along the way.
Yeah, for sure. And just trusting in myself and my process, I think. And like you said, the things that I've learned and the work that I put in. So I'd say I would be confident in that perspective. But from a competition standpoint, that's a whole another thing. So
we interviewed with you a couple of years ago at Phoenix Raceway. What has changed? I mean, we could talk about confidence or we can just talk about other aspects of you in the sport. What has changed maybe the most for you that has brought you now to this level? I mean, it's been a couple of years. What have you learned the most? Has it been a person? Has it been a thing that's happened? What has changed for you the most?
So much has changed in those 2+ years, I think, personally, right? Growing more as a man, having some good and bad changes in my personal life over the years, some newness, some also consistency of the same. So that's been great. I think professionally, a lot different from racing the ARCA stuff to having a full-time truck ride for now 2 years in a row, thankfully, and racing in the Xfinity Series. And I mean, having Hendrick, the name Hendrick on things that I drive in my fire suit, I feel like that within itself is a huge, huge deal. I'm super thankful for it. If you would have showed, you know, me at that time that this is the situation we're in now, I don't think I would have believed it.
Roger Kirby Caruth. I dropped that middle name in there just to have it. I don't know if you like that or not. A lot of people don't. NASCAR winner, truck winner in Las Vegas. You got to tell us what it was like to hear that Rick Hendrick was on the phone and wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, so I appreciate you saying my middle name. So that's my mom's maiden last name. So that's why I keep it for everything. So it was very cool because I remember meeting Rick for the first time. I guess it would have been.
It's Rick now. It's not Mr. H anymore.
It's still Mr. H. It's Mr. H, but I'm in this conversation. First time meeting him was, I think, almost 4 years ago now, and kind of actually got to know him a little bit through the back part of last year. And it's so surreal, I think, to have them supporting me just because they don't do that for just anybody. And so for me to be the guy that they choose to support, it's pretty special. And so I really try to honor that and represent them well on and off the track.
That does it mean something special? I guess I know the answer to this, but I want to hear your response. To walk around the pits and have HendrickCars.com on your chest, you represent some pretty significant value in the NASCAR world. Do you feel that when you're walking around with that on your driver's suit?
Yeah, I do. I feel really special just because I think that I know it's a huge responsibility. And so I'm just super appreciative that I'm the one that gets to represent it. I mean, that's it, man. I feel a lot of gratitude that I get to be the one to do it and represent them on and off the track.
So let me ask you one final thing. In doing some of this research, I bumped into several people, social media, that told you to play a song called Real Gone, a song by Cheryl.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
Walk down the pits. Song's got a lot of attitude, and you're born in the South, and mama says I got a real big mouth. Now, I have to assume that a real big mouth is not a good thing to have in the NASCAR garage.
That is not me. That is not me. That song has got a soft spot in my heart just because it's from the Cars movie, obviously. But otherwise, I'm a pretty docile, pretty even keel dude for the most part, unless I'm around family. That's a different story. But for the most part, I'm pretty chill. I mean, you got saw after Vegas. I mean, I look back, I'm like, man, it looks like I'm just chilling, which I mean, I honestly was, but I'd say, yeah.
You said that Scott, that song has a soft part in your heart because of the movie Cars. There are some people out there that are not aware that your love for racing, if I understand this correctly, came from that movie when you were a kid. Is that correct? And then vaulted into video games. And then the video games, you were so damn good. You were opening eyeballs in the NASCAR world for the real deal. It's such a fascinating story. You have made an absolute child's dream come true. You're living the dream.
For sure. I feel pretty grateful that I'm the person that it was able to kind of make that happen and experience these things, just because like there's so many kids that I played video games with, I did iRacing with, I even raced at different levels of my career so far, and I'm the one that gets to continue and persevere. So I feel I haven't forgotten any of those guys I've raced against, and I just feel super grateful that I'm the one that gets to drive. So it's cool just because I think about like it was just a dream when I was as a kid, and now the dream is starting to become reality. So I'm not.
Roger Carruth, what'd you think of that movie? I think it was GT Academy. Did the video game and got a chance. That was sports cars. It wasn't in NASCAR racing, but kind of the same thing. You got up off the couch and got on the racetrack.
Yeah, that movie definitely hit some sore spots for sure, just because there's a lot of similar concepts and things that happened in that film that happened in my life. But it was great. Hopefully we can remake it in the next 10 or 15 years with a little NASCAR spin to it.
What's the sore spot, Raja?
Well, not sore spots, but just like, ooh, I had exact conversations like that, or I had very similar experiences, you know, so.
Raja Carruth joining us here in the Freak Nation. Las Vegas NASCAR Truck Series winner joining us here in the Freak Nation. Again, sitting top five in points. There's a great picture I've got of you and Bubba Wallace chatting prior to the Daytona race. What are some of the things that you could share with us that Bubba shares with you about his experience moving up through the ranks into a big boy cup car?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing crazy. He's been there every step of the way, from my first races in legend cars to my first wins in late models, my first ARCA races, my first Xfinity start. I mean, every step of the way he's been there. So,
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
You take car maintenance seriously, and you want to pass on that legacy of care. Use Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer to shield your engine from excessive heat, debris, and friction. Trust Lucas Oil. It works.
Now that's a good looking tire from General Tire, the official tire of the ARCA Racing Series. You can't get that one on your hot rod, but you can get now through the end of April, 4 qualifying passenger tires and get up to $70 back the Visa prepaid card. We can all use a little bit of cake in our wallet, in our purse, in our pockets, right? 4 qualifying passenger tires, get up to $70 back from General Tire. General Tire, over 20 years with the Freaks, and of course, General Tire delivers.
The NASCAR Cup Series returns to Worldwide Technology Raceway on June 1st and 2nd, 2024. The time to get your tickets is now.
Let's go! Yeah!
For only $10 down, you can lock in your seats for an incredible weekend of family fun featuring the Enjoy Illinois 300 and the Confluence Music Festival. It all adds up to one amazing party. Go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAP TV. Monday is All-American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door-banging action of the dirt, MAP TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All-American Racing, only on MAP TV, Motorsports Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. worth it? If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Lucas Oil, it works.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUY for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUY for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
I was hoping the IndyCar race at Thermal Club Track Sunday would show me a little more. I like IndyCar and its potential, but the race on Sunday was confusing and elementary. Overlook the racing, that's about format, competition, and weather. But format, competition, and weather wouldn't help IndyCar at Thermal. That track was built for sportsmen. In 100-mile-an-hour Corvettes, Porsches, and Egos. Not 200-mile-an-hour race cars with professional drivers whipping them into a three-wide frenzy. The NASCAR race Sunday, they called it Dive Bomb City. A professional racetrack should have high-speed sections in the slow, challenging turns where braking will allow for passing and good racing. Thermal is designed for something different, and it's probably good at it. There was talk of an IndyCar points race at the facility one day. Let's hope someone recycles that idea. That was boring at 20 laps. Imagine 100 laps of that parade. Eventually, they'll remember that fan engagement makes IndyCar, not boring televised parades. Peace.
Statman Scat, brought to you by our good friends at Lucas Oil. Go to lucasoil.com and check out a line of products to keep your two wheels, your four wheels, your speedboat running fat and happy. Go to lucasoil.com. That's lucasoil.com. I want to get back to their conversation about Chase Elliott and how he is a little bit ambivalent about Full Speed and if he wants to be a part of Full Speed 2. If Netflix comes a knocking about Chase Elliott being a part of the series that's on Netflix about the NASCAR season, where a lot of people who don't follow NASCAR get to know NASCAR and NASCAR drivers. If you follow Kenny Wallace, former NASCAR driver, one of the most vibrant personalities to ever grab the wheel in NASCAR, who still to this day commands an audience, I follow him. We go back and forth on Twitter time to time, and he brought up an instance of Kyle Busch and the old guard of NASCAR and then tying it into Chase Elliott, which may give us some answers.
Just this week?
Yeah.
Oh.
Give us some answers on the popularity of a personality that doesn't have that much personality, Chase Elliott, and why he might be so popular with NASCAR. So enjoy about two and a half minutes of Kenny Wallace pontificating outside of his house in front of his covered pool that he has in Missouri. It's always fun to have Kenny Wallace here in the Freak Nation from his Twitter account at Kenny_Wallace.
Just got done reading an article with Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch said the fans from the 90s are most likely gone and will never come back. So I want to thank Kyle Busch for giving me that content. After 10 minutes of thinking about what Kyle Busch, he's brilliant and he's true. And I did my own math. So NASCAR said the highest NASCAR ever was 2006. And that was Dale Earnhardt Jr. So one would think that when we lost Dale Sr., that would have been it. But no, that's not true. 2006 was the height of NASCAR. Let's just take a round number. Let's take 20. Let's go with 20 years, okay? Dale Sr.'s been gone for over 20 years. So let's just say you were 50. You're over 70 years old now. Every person that I talk to that is of age, they go, yeah, I don't even watch NASCAR anymore. You know, Earnhardt's gone. Rusty's gone. Their drivers are gone. So I don't think the racing's bad. I think the racing's better, but we're dealing with heartbreak here. I believe people are heartbroken, and I believe Kyle Busch is right. The fans from the 90s, when we lost Earnhardt and Rusty left and Tony Stewart left and Dale Jr. left, and, you know, Chase Elliott's a big key, because when Chase does not run good, that's bad. Because for some reason, people still live through Chase Elliott. They kind of see Bill. Listen, I'm going to say it right here. Take this. Chase Elliott is the last of the Mohicans. He's the last bloodline through the great driver. In other words, you know, the Wallace era is gone. That's done. The Waltrip era is gone. That's done. The Petty era is gone. That's done. The last bloodline of those drivers, stop and think about it, reply right here if I'm wrong, is Chase Elliott. Bill Elliott, Awesome Bill from Dawsonville. He's the last one left.
Okay. But why necessarily do we need to follow generations? Why don't we... It kind of goes to what drove me crazy about media and fans with IndyCar just 15-ish years ago. There's not enough Americans. Why do you have to follow a certain thing? Like, it has to be American, or it has to be a certain generation. It has to be a certain last name. No. Can't you find personality in somebody? Can't you find something to gravitate towards in somebody that it doesn't have a root or a tentacle to anything else from its past?
Would you cheer for the Denver Broncos if they weren't wearing Denver Broncos colors?
How does that even relate?
You've got to have a tie to somebody you're cheering for.
But I, as a kid, I gravitated to the Denver Broncos for reasons unknown, to be perfectly honest, and stayed with them. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me that somebody would need to force me to follow the Broncos, or I would need to.
But isn't that what we want? We want people to follow personalities. Isn't that
personalities? Yeah. Not a last name. Not the fact that they're American only. Personalities, period. That's we've been saying that on this show for 24 years.
Doesn't
now.
That explain why Chase Elliott is so popular?
No, it certainly isn't of a personality
because of the if Kenny Wallace is right. It's ties. Look at the demographics of the NASCAR. We're thinking it's 2030. There's still 50, 60, 70-year-olds that follow NASCAR heavily crashing.
But according to what we just heard from Kenny Wallace, from Kyle Busch, those older fans don't watch anymore.
No, they said it's never coming back. They're never coming back to be as big a fan as they were.
Okay, so they're not watching as much. So why are we even counting?
You're making the point in a way, Crash, because their attachment to NASCAR were these older guys, and those guys are gone. But the last vestige, I hadn't thought about this, but the last connection to when NASCAR was great in their minds is Chase Elliott. And if Chase Elliott refuses to take part in that, they're, you know, what's NASCAR going to do? And he's saying, I don't want to be a part of this. And, you know, and forget Napa. Napa's going to straighten that out. But if NASCAR is probably going to sit right there next to Napa and say, dude, what are you doing here? You know, you want to be a star? Then shine. You don't want to be a star? Go, you know, put your star under a basket and go somewhere.
And this is what we were referring to, if you missed it, top of the hour, was Chase Elliott with Dale Earnhardt Jr. with the Dale Jr. Download.
That was a season two and asked you to be a part of it. Would you do it?
I don't know. Yeah, obviously I didn't do it last year. I haven't watched it at all. So I think my first step to
answering that question would be to watch it.
A little bit of it and just see what they how do. Bad they would piss me off being around all the time. I just, you know, it might not be the most entertaining thing or the most popular answer or whatever, but dude, I really just want to go fast and I want to do my job at a high level. And if I feel like there's anything that's going to take away from that, mm-hmm. I'm probably going to say no to it.
Yeah. If something doesn't help that, it's not worth your time.
That's kind of how I look at it. Yeah.
He's feeding him. Oh my word. He's feeding him the rope and said, here, dude, go strangle on this a little bit. Mm-hmm. And Chase Elliott did just that. He's doing the only thing he could do to get paid the amount of money he can get paid to go fast. And he's turning his back on the people and things that are paying him. And somebody needs to sit him down and read him the facts of life.
Freak Nation, there's your show for you tonight, today, depending on where and when you're watching this big old thing. Chelsea DeNofa, sorry, man. I know you were hanging out trying to get back in the Freak Nation. Couldn't let you in again today. We'll try better, do it better for you next Sunday night. Crasher, Richard C. Suave, I'm Kenny Sargent. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We do it every Sunday night and Monday at noon on MAV TV.
Noon Eastern.
Shoot the juice to the moose and stat man.
Cut it loose.
Rip. Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
You take car maintenance seriously, and you want to pass on that legacy of care. Use Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer to shield your engine from excessive heat, debris, and friction. Trust Lucas Oil. It works.
Now that's a good-looking tire from General Tire, the official tire of the ARCA Racing Series. You can't get that one on your hot rod, but you can get now through the end of April 4 qualifying passenger tires and get up to $70 back the Visa prepaid card. We can all use a little bit of cake in our wallet, in our purse, in our pockets, right? 4 qualifying passenger tires, get up to $70 back from General Tire. General Tire, over 20 years with the Freaks, and of course, General Tire delivers.
The NASCAR Cup Series returns to Worldwide Technology Raceway on June 1st and 2nd, 2024. The time to get your tickets is now.
Let's go! Yeah!
For only $10 down, you can lock in your seats for an incredible weekend of family fun featuring the Enjoy Illinois 300 and the Confluence Music Festival. It all adds up for one amazing party. Go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAV TV. Monday is All-American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door-banging action of the dirt, MAV TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All-American Racing, only on MAV TV, Motorsports Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
From the lab to Lucas Oil products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill-up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
Lucas Oil. It works.
I run Lucas Oil.
It doesn't matter if you're on the water,
driving to work,
or competing in a sold-out stadium.
Lucas Oil products will help you get the most out of your vehicle.
Monster Jam has run Lucas Oil in and on our trucks for over 10 years.
We wouldn't run anything else.
Lucas Oil, the official oil of Monster Jam.